David Bremner. Now, we get David on to talk about brass. This is an extra interview. We got an email from David because he's a busy man, as most professional musicians are. He's the principal trombone with the New Zealand Symphony Orchestra. He is the musical director of the Wellington Brass Band. And then on top of that, when it's running, because it doesn't run all year, but it forms every year generally, the National Brass Band of New Zealand, while he's in charge of that. Now, that band is about to go on tour, and we went back through the archives and found this recording of a national band from 1 year playing this. Performed and recorded live somewhere, that was the National Band of New Zealand with their version of a song from My Fair Lady, Show Me. A perfect introduction for David Bremner, who is the director of the National Band this year. Kia ora, David. Welcome back to Nights.
Kia ora, Brian. Thanks for having me.
Were you conducting that particular performance? Did you recognise it?
I was not conducting, but I played the trombone solo. I was listening. I haven't listened to that for years. Actually, it was one of my first national bands. We did a national tour. David Gallagher was the music director of that band. He's now the sort of head of music for the Royal New Zealand Air Force Band. And we did a tour around New Zealand and recorded a CD. And so I hadn't heard that track for a long time. So it took me down memory lane.
It was a sort of a cha-cha-cha version of Show Me, wasn't it?
Yeah.
A bit more Latin movement to it than the original, I thought.
Which is not something that people say about brass bands very often. But yeah, it's really interesting with bands because, you know, a lot of the music that we end up playing is, you know, stolen or rearranged. And so you come up with different versions. And the great thing about brass bands is they're able to play in just so many different styles. So it's nice when you get a really cool arrangement that comes along that's got some interesting sounds.
How long ago were you a player in the national band as opposed to the conductor?
Yeah, so I've been in the national band since I think 2003, and I became the music director about 3 years ago. I've loved being a part of the national band. It's such an incredible institution. It's been going since 1953. Played at the Queen's coronation in London in 1953. Well, that was the first official sort of national band, and they've predominantly toured overseas and done incredible tours around the world, including right through Asia, North America, Europe. They've played at festivals, expos, Commonwealth Games. You know, they've even shared the stage with the New York Philharmonic in a joint concert at the Lincoln Center. They've
really? Were you part of that gig?
No, that was before I was born. But they've since I've been a member, we've done tours to, I think maybe four tours to Europe, all of sort of different lengths and different feels to them. But they're often connected to the world music competitions, which happened, the World Music Concourse in Kerkrade in the Netherlands. And that's been a competition that the band has regularly gone to.
And I think at times done quite well in it, hasn't it?
Yeah, they've won many times. My dad was a member of the national band back in 1962 and 1965. I think one of those bands, or maybe both those bands, won gold at that competition. And again, 1985, he was a member of that band. And many of the bands between that also have done very, very well. So they've got a sort of a steeped history in going over to that competition, along with touring and entertaining audiences around the world. It's interesting because since I took over, as music director, it was pretty much when COVID hit.
Yeah.
And
bad luck there, David.
I know. Tell me about it. And like all the plans that we've put in place, we sort of think, oh, okay, look, there's going to be a window and it's going to work. You know, we're going to get this tour, around the South Island or around the North Island or all these little things. And every time it just keeps getting cancelled. So, we're so excited that we're actually, well, fingers crossed, touch wood, everything, that we're going to get together on Sunday and have a really fantastic week.
Well, the good news is you're just touring New Zealand, so, And mind you, you don't have to worry about MIQ shutting you out if you were overseas now. But, David, can you? I was talking about the band being something that doesn't go for the whole year. It's something that's formed for tours and things like that. So how do you go about finding the players and getting them all together?
Yeah, so in the past, national bands have been sort of selected for a specific tour. So they've gone, in 12 months or 24 months, we're going to be undertaking a tour to Europe, and they'll select the band for that that tour. When I was made music director, I decided that we needed to sort of reconnect with our audiences in New Zealand and do more domestic travel and concerts. So it's been a sort of, even though we haven't done a lot of concerts, it's been a very busy couple of years. And when we select a band, we sort of select it for, well, we selected this band for 3 years. So the current band was selected probably around 2019, I think. Every town, every city in New Zealand pretty much has a brass band, and a lot of those members of those bands aspire to be in the national band. So they're invited to send a tape, a recording of themselves, and I sit down and I go through them all and I select a band. And it sounds arduous and tough, but actually it's a very enjoyable job, because in a way you're sort of putting together a band that I will then get to conduct and make music with, and that's a really exciting proposition. So I really enjoy that, and we'll go through that process again, I think, next year to select another band for the next lot of projects.
Before this tour, David, when were your last gigs?
We cancelled a bunch of tours that we had last year, but we did play a concert at the National Brass Band Competitions in Christchurch, sort of a gala closing concert in the town hall there. And we joined forces with the New Zealand Army Band. It was a great afternoon of music. And before that, we did a concert in Hamilton. And we were able to, Radio New Zealand recorded that concert. It's been on Radio Concert many times. And that was a great, fun night to put that concert together. And yeah, we're hoping as, you know, the world slowly gets back to normal, that we'll be able to do more and more of these concerts and showcase the band around the country.
So this particular tour, it's under the banner of Virtuoso Brass. So there's going to be a little bit of showing off, isn't there, David?
Yeah, that's the plan. Yeah, we've got like a really sort of varied program of, you know, lighter music and more serious pieces. One of your favorites, Brian, the finale from Vidor's Organ Symphony, which I know you love.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's in there. And we showcase a lot of soloists within the band. We've got some incredible players. It's actually a remarkable story, you know, when you look across the national band. You know, people are accountants, you know, teachers, some of them are in the New Zealand Army Band, some are students. One of our soloists is a pilot for Air New Zealand, and he plays an absolutely cracking rendition of Mendelssohn's Violin Concerto, the finale from that. So
really?
Yeah,
how does he get all the notes?
He gets,
and what's he playing him on?
He plays him on a tenor horn. And he's one of New Zealand's most celebrated tenor horn players. I think he's won the solo competition at the Nationals 14 times. And yeah, so there's a real sort of range of music that we like to sort of showcase the band from. I think we're playing West Side Story this year. I selected it, so I should probably know. But
yeah,
yeah, lots of soloists, and yeah, it's going to be a great program.
Aren't you collaborating, doing a gig with the New Zealand Symphony Orchestra, one of your other outfits as well?
Yes, that was kind of a sad, but in the end, a good outcome was that we were supposed to be going to Hamilton, not this weekend coming, but the following weekend, and putting on concerts in Hamilton, of which the Saturday night concert featured the band joining with the orchestra for the Grand March from Aida and Respighi's Pines of Rome. And then on the Sunday, we were doing a film concert of British film music, which the band was also part of. But of course, with COVID, the orchestra had to make the unfortunate decision to put those concerts off. But what we have been able to add is a couple of days of recording in the Michael Fowler Centre with the NZSO and the National Band on Tuesday, Wednesday. And we're recording a bunch of that music that the orchestra will release at some point online. So that's exciting.
What are you going to be recording, David?
We're doing the Pines of Rome and the Aida and a few other little smaller pieces. And to make the week already, which is already pretty crazy for me, even more crazy, is I'm also recording a trombone concerto on that recording as well, which is actually a trombone concerto written by the great film composer Nina Rota, who was, I know a lot of listeners will know, wrote the soundtrack to The Godfather and won Oscars for that. So he wrote a really fantastic trombone concerto, which we're going to record as well. So it's a pretty crazy week.
Does it have any, the concerto, does it have any tunes from The Godfather in it?
I don't think so. I haven't noticed any.
There's part of me that really wants to sing the well-known tune from The Godfather, because I can imagine you playing that on the trombone there, David.
I could add a cadenza and just put some
stuff. I'm sure you could. So tell me again. So the venues, you start on the 6th. So, but obviously you're going to gather. How much time have you got to get together and work things out before you're actually hitting the road? Or is that you've already done that?
We've already done a little bit of rehearsing, and we've got Sunday to rehearse, and then Monday night is our first concert at Expressions in the Upper Hutt. That concert is getting very close to being sold out, so if people want to get along to that, I'd say book very quickly. Then we have 2 days with the orchestra at the Michael Fowler Centre, which is obviously closed doors, but we're very excited. Actually, the first time in the history that the National Band and the New Zealand Symphony Orchestra have shared the stage, which is incredible.
It's about time.
I absolutely. And Thursday night we're playing at St. Peter's Church on Willis Street in Wellington, and at 7:30. On Friday night we're playing in New Plymouth at the Methodist Church in Liardet Street, and on Saturday night in Palmerston North at the Salvation Army Hall on Church Street.
Now, that New Plymouth that's where your family's from. Is your dad going to be there?
Dad is going to be there. He might even have a little appearance in the concert, because one of the things that we're going to be doing on this tour is inviting a past member of the national band to get up on stage and play one piece with us. So we've invited a few past members on the tour to get up on stage. So Dad might make an appearance at some point in that concert, which will be exciting. I think the last time he played with the national band, was 1985. So it will be pretty special for all of them to be on stage again with the national band.
David, it's been lovely talking with you again. I hope the tour goes really well, and good luck with the concerto.
Thank you.
That's David Bremner. He's the director of the New Zealand National Brass Band. It's hitting the road. First gig, as he said, is next Monday in Upper Hutt, followed by a Thursday gig in Wellington, Friday, 20th May in New Plymouth, and Saturday night in Palmerston North, the 21st of May.